Joining me is award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter Wes Mason, and he's here today to talk about his music career and his new single, I Want Your Love. Welcome, Wes.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay,
I just came back from Madem in France, the south of France.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm doing quite well.
Yeah, so bonjour to you. So that's good.
Yeah, bonjour.
Yeah, so tell us, when did your passion for music begin?
Well, I've basically always been into music since I was a little kid. I kind of started on the piano around the age of 5, and you know, later picked up the guitar, and in high school I started writing songs on the guitar and experimenting with just songwriting and even recording some of my own stuff. Mm-hmm. So my love of music has always been, you know, I listen to all genres. So nowadays I've kind of bridged into R&B pop. I'm still kind of finding, I would say that I've found my sound now, but the last 4 years I've been kind of discovering what my sound is.
Wow, and so do you come from a family of musicians? Because, you know, you're born to be a singer.
I actually don't.
Wow.
I'm the only one, well, I mean, you know, my mom played trumpet. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
But nobody creates music in my family. I'm the only one who... there's a few artists, like visual artists, but I'm the only musician.
Wow. And so they must be so proud of you. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I mean, you're so young, and to find your, you know, your passion, I mean, you're inspiring to others. How does that make you feel?
That's honestly the reason I'm doing this, is to inspire other people. Because my whole life, artists have inspired me in so many different ways, and just thing like music kind of, it's a universal language. It can speak to anybody, and yeah, that's basically why I do it.
Well, it's inspiring, and you love to write, right? Poetry, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
So when was your first performance?
When was my first performance?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like ever. I don't exactly remember, because I've been doing music recital, you know, basically my whole life. You know, piano recitals, and then vocal recitals. I've been working with a vocal coach since I was like 12 years old. Her name is Kirsten Pelsha, and she's extremely talented vocalist, and you know, I work with her to this day. And yeah, so I mean, I've been performing my whole life, but not, you know, my own stuff.
Yes, because award winning, you've won, I understand, competitions, right? Writing competitions. So that's, you know, that's just, as I said before, very inspiring. And so tell us about the process in writing, or the single, I Want Your Love. How did that come about?
Well, I Want Your Love, that song started while we were in the studio. Hmm. We were recording my album, and that song, you know, we didn't even have the idea until we kind of all got together in the studio, and we were just having a great time. There was great vibes. You know, we were all kind of bouncing ideas off each other, and it just kind of happened, to be honest.
Hmm.
It was very spontaneous. So, yeah.
So what is it about, like, in a nutshell?
So what's the song about?
Yes, mm-hmm.
So it's essentially what I would say it's a fantasy of love at first sight.
Mm.
I guess, like, when you meet like eye contact with somebody for the first time, and, you know, kind of what happens after that.
Yeah. But, you know, I love the title of your album, The Animal Inside. How did you come up with the title? Is it Chasing Your Dream, or how did...
That's exactly what it is, actually. You nailed it.
Because it's very creative, and you know what? How has the feedback been like for you, Wes?
It's been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't shown obviously too many people. I only have one single out, so only my close friends and, you know, people around me have heard the actual album.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten a lot of great feedback.
Yes, and it's playing on Apple Music, like everywhere, right? Google Play, that's right?
Yeah, it's everywhere. You can find it on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes.
So your music is R&B infused pop, right? Is that how you describe your music?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, it's got R&B infusion, mm-hmm. but it's also, I would say, adult contemporary pop kind of style. There's a few things kind of blended into one, but if I was to sum it up, I would say R&B contemporary pop,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
And now, Wes, do you have a favorite place to write? Like, where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, I actually like writing when I'm away.
Mm.
So away from home, even though I grew up on a farm. So I have 34 acres. It's beautiful. You know, you can go outside, and it's a very inspiring environment. But most of my songs come to me while I'm traveling. So it's usually when I'm in different countries and, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with different things kind of impacting me.
Right. And I mean, you've been to, well, Nashville, and what places have you gone that's very memorable, or where was the biggest moment for you that, hey, this is going to be a great song, or...
Nashville is obviously mm-hmm. very, very... a very inspiring place for sure. I was just in Cannes, France.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very inspiring place, of course. I've gotten the opportunity to travel a lot of places with my family over the years. So I was in South Africa. I have family in South Africa, so I spent Christmas there last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did a lot of writing. And it's just interesting seeing the different cultures wherever you go. There's just different people, different ways of life, and usually inspire some pretty good songs.
Wow, that's wonderful. And what was it like working with your inspirational people, like producers, like, and then you have Kofi Black. What was that like working with him?
Well, it's incredible, to be honest. To work with the right team is so, so important. Kofi obviously has been a huge inspiration to me. Even like in the studio, but also like on the stage, he's an amazing performer. So he's really showed me what it's like to really perform. But my producers, Ben Pelsha and Earl Powell, they're kind of like fathers of mine, to be honest. You know, we have like an energy in the studio that it's like we're one person while we're working, and that it's just positive energy, good vibes. And I mean, they're obviously amazing at what they do, so, you know, I've learned a lot along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've become a much better artist because of it.
Well, that's wonderful. And what is next for you?
I'm working on releasing the next single.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say what it is yet,
yes.
But definitely working on playing more shows. And obviously right now I'm promoting the single, I Want Your Love, as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just 2019's a really busy year for me. I'm just working hard as much as I can, trying to get out there.
Well, that's wonderful.
Get the buzz growing.
Well, it is, and you know, it's inspiring talking to you. And one last question. I mean, being on the road and traveling a lot, how do you maintain a healthy lifestyle? Like, I mean,
it's a good question. I have a good answer because it's not easy. Being on the road is very difficult because you don't have consistency in meals. You don't have consistency in, you know, workout habits or sleep habits. So you really need to get that when you can. And for example, coming back from France, I had a layover in New York City on the way back, and it turned out that our flight had been delayed, and it was delayed, and it actually got delayed till 7 in the morning.
Oh.
I was supposed to leave at 10 o'clock at night. Oh. So I had to sleep in the airport last night. And I am so tired right now. You don't even believe. Like, I was sleeping on a hard floor. The only thing open last night was McDonald's. So, like, it's a good example of how it's really, really hard to stay healthy sometimes when you're in certain situations and scenarios.
Wow, and you sound so energetic. It's just,
it's the coffee.
No, such a pleasure talking to you, and you are so inspiring. And
you
know, people want to follow you. Where can they go? Like, you know, on Instagram, of course.
Yes, on Instagram, Wes Mason Music is my handle, and my website is wesmasonmusic.com.
Yes, and for those listening, it's the single I Want Your Love. And it's a great song. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you for your time, Wes. I really appreciate it. And go get some sleep.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, bye for now. Bye.
All right. Bye. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.